Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Oh, this show's not about love. This show's about the doctors. Doctor, doctor, I got some news for you. Now, they claim that the socialized medicine called Obamacare has been repealed. I never talked about it. I talk about health, not health care. There is probably nothing more boring to me than listening to people complain about their problems and to talk about Obamacare. I don't know how anyone can do that with an IQ above 17. But since I have an IQ a little bit above 17, I think I'll talk about it today because it's worth talking about. And the biggest issue is the pre-existing conditions. Are you ready for this? Do you know which pre-existing conditions are now covered under communist Obamacare? Now, here's a guy who got a $70 million book advance. He gets $400,000 a speech, and he makes believe he cares about the people. He is Maduro of the North. He is Chavez of the North. He is Castro of the North. A phony through and through. But the liars in the fake media never, ever called him out on what he did to this country. Do you know what pre-existing conditions are now covered by CommieCare? Do you know? And now I'll ask you a bigger question. Should pre-existing conditions be paid for under the new ACHA? Yes or no? Should the pre-existing conditions that are now covered under CommieCare continue to be paid for by TrumpCare? Is it called TrumpCare yet? We'll call it TrumpCare. Yeah, let's call it Trump Care. Even if it's been used, it's a good one. It went from this care to that care, so now it's Trump Care. So I'll ask you, the audience, should pre-existing conditions be paid for under the new Health Care Act? Do you know which pre-existing conditions are now covered? I do. You know, there used to be a phrase that when a dictator came along or a demagogue, he would promise a chicken in every pot. That was during the Great Depression when people were really starving. As opposed to now when they're fat slobs marching around America like dead blimps. When people were starving during the Great Depression, lying politicians came along and promised a chicken in every pot. And then a talk show host came along and promised pot in every chicken. That, of course, was just passed. Now the same talk show host is coming along and saying a sickness for every pothead. Or a sickness in every pot is being offered by Trump Care. Do you know what's on the list? Or do you even want to talk about this? Because if not, I'm going to go to DEFCON 2. If you don't want to talk about whether pre-existing conditions should be covered, DEFCON 2 is Savage Reacts to Being Banned in Britain, and I'll talk about the petition. If that bores me out of my gourd, we go to DEFCON 3. And I tell you family stories reading from train tracks or psychological nudity. If that fails, I call 911 and I have them come get me. If that fails, I run amok down Main Street, saying I've had enough of radio. No one's listening and no one's interested. They've tuned out. Nobody is out there. I look at the ratings on cable. They're collapsing. That means it's collapsing everywhere. Do you know why? No matter what anyone tells you, the election is over. No one cares. And it's summertime, basically. So, I mean, you want to talk about it? Should pre-existing conditions be paid for? 855-47282. Have you signed my petition to get Trump to lobby England to get my name off the list? Yes or no? Well, don't call me on that. I don't care. I mean, I'd like you to sign it. I got an email back from Sean Spicer on this today. Oh, yeah. I sent them the petition out of courtesy. And I said, Mr. Spicer, I think you should see this petition, which will be going to the president. I said, hi, Sean, please read this petition. It will be presented to President Trump. Hope he can support this. Congressman Culberson will be running this through Congress for me. He answered me and he said, thanks for sending. I'm out for a few hours. We'll get back to you once I get back, Sean Spicer. So I'm hopeful that there'll be at least a dignified response from the White House. They didn't ignore me, which is very good to know. Will they support me? I don't know. And again, I want to talk about which pre-existing conditions are covered. You're never going to believe it. To cover all of the pre-existing conditions as commie care now does is not health care at all. This is what demagoguery is. This is what the Sherrod Brown, Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi demagogues do, is they do things without any thought. You know, I'm a former social worker. I'm actually a very compassionate individual. I give money to save elephants. I give money to save animals. I let bugs fly out of the window. I pull screens out to let moths fly out. So I'm a very compassionate person. But giving everybody everything is not compassion. It's demagoguery. It leads to the total collapse of a society. It's what lazy, evil demagogues like Sherrod Brown and all of the other Democrat lying socialist pigs from hell give to the people. They're not compassionate. What they're doing is throwing away money from the middle class to buy votes. It's sickening. It is simply disgusting. I'm for compassion, but I'm not for a socialist welfare state because of what it does to a society. Look no further than what Chavez did to the once thriving, beautiful, beautiful South American nation of Argentina. And take a look at what the pig running Argentina is doing now. He's rewriting the Constitution so he can stay in office forever. The people are starving. You can't blame the gringos for that. You can blame the Antifa people for wanting to bring that to America. And now you understand why they're so deadly. What that pig did in Argentina, what that pig did to, and you name the socialist country, and what those pigs have done to their nations is what those people who put the masks over their face want to do to your nation. And they're only a different level of degree away from the Democrats who have paid for every kind of condition you can imagine. This is not medical care. This is not compassion. And I will say it again. When I read you this list, your hair will stand up when you find out what they wrote into the Health Care Act under the pig called Obama. The biggest lying pig in the history of the American presidency who got away with murder because of a racial issue. Let's stop lying to each other about how he got away with it. He was not a normal liberal Democrat. He used his race as a weapon. In fact, there's a new biography coming out, if you think I'm making this up, from a woman who dated him who was white, who he was in love with after he came out of Occidental College, and he said, I'm not going to marry her. It would be a death for my career. So I'm going to identify only with the African-American side of my lineage. He is an evil Machiavellian man. A $70 million book advance, a $400,000 speech to Wall Street, and you tell me that man cares about the people? He is a classic demagogue. Okay, so let's go back to what the classic demagogue Barack Obama did. What did they write into the bill? What pre-existing conditions are covered by you, the middle-class voter who may have some conditions or may have very few health conditions, or you young people who are being forced to pay for conditions that you'll never believe were written in here? And the question is, will this Republican revision change anything? Well, certain things have changed. Some of it's very bad. It will allow insurers to charge higher premiums to those in their 50s and early 60s compared to younger consumers. So in other words, the most productive element of society, those who have paid taxes all their lives, those who have worked hard all their lives are going to now be paying more. You didn't know any of this. The GOP stabbed you in the back. You didn't know any of that, did you? Some of it is good. Some of it's horrible. The new bill doesn't touch another beloved piece of commie care. Letting children stay on their parents' insurance plans until the age of 26. Why not make it until the age of 56 if you have a drug addict at home or a fat slob who won't go to work? Just put them on Obamacare. Get them a free phone. What more do they need? All they need is condoms and a telephone and an allowance from their parents. What more do they need in America? Just give them free drugs to go with it. But there's some good things in it. The GOP revision would eliminate Obamacare taxes and gets rid of the individual mandate imposed by commie care. So if you're a young person, you're not going to be forced to buy insurance. You can just forego it. That's a good thing. So you're going to get a little bit. You're not getting a lot in this, as we all knew. Everything in politics is a compromise. Nothing is absolute in life or in politics. Don't expect to get a complete revision. You're not getting it. The only complete revision would have been thrown Obamacare out and let people go buy their own health care or let people pay for their own medical care. And certainly what we should have done, as I have said for years, is put a high-risk pool, and if you have a pre-existing condition, you go into the high-risk pool, you pay a higher premium, and you pay a very, very high payment every time you go for care. Period. End of story. I don't want to subsidize you. I'm sick of paying for everybody else's problems. I spent my whole life trying to stay healthy because I have self-respect and I have dignity. And if you have no self-respect and you have no dignity, and you engage in sick, degenerate lifestyles that raise the risk of you getting diseased, I don't want to pay for your medical problems or your $100,000 a year medicines, which are now written in and codified in Commie Care and Trump Care. I'll be back to read you a list. You're not going to believe it. Of all of the things that they call pre-existing conditions, I did my homework. I'll be back. Be here.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Anyway, we're asking you, should pre-existing conditions be covered in Trump Care? Do you know what is covered now in Commie Care, in Phony Care? Because I do. I actually did the homework for you. I figured if I'm going to talk about it for the first time ever, I think, I may as well give you something you haven't heard on any other show. So far as I know, everyone speaks in generalities. They speak about insurance. Do they actually talk about what the pre-existing conditions are? I wouldn't know. I don't have the time to know, but I do know what the pre-existing conditions are. Why should I pay for someone else's problems is what I want to know. Ron on WABC, you say what?
Michael, you need to designate between, you're going to pay for somebody else's problems one way or another. It's either through a subsidized premium or straight up on welfare. And I don't think it's right that you're putting people, somebody gets in a car accident, somebody gets attacked. How about the lady that got attacked by the Central Park jogger lady?
Wait. Now you're bringing up absurdities. No one said a person who's in a crisis shouldn't be cared for. They're already cared for in any emergency room in America.
But it's a pre-existing condition when you go to, say...
All right, okay, so let me ask you something. Should acne be considered a pre-existing condition?
No.
Well, it is. It's on the list. It's now treatable under Obamacare. Did you know that?
Yes, everything.
No. You're having a discussion. Should acne be considered a pre-existing condition? Sherrod Brown wrote it into the Obamacare bill.
Right, but things like, broken vertebrae, cancer.
No. Should anxiety be considered a pre-existing condition? Should that be treatable by the federal government with my paying for it or you paying for it?
Here's the thing about the anxiety, though, Mike. If you don't treat it or pay for it, that's going to be the bum that's defecating in your street.
Do you have any idea that everyone on Earth suffers anxiety, that that's part of life? That that's one of the greatest myths in the history of the world, to lead an anxiety-free life? Do you know anybody who leads an anxiety-free life? That doesn't mean anything, anxiety. Do you know anyone who doesn't have anxiety?
No, but once they start defecating in the street, maybe it needs...
No, wait, let's stop jumping to defecating in the streets. That's a bum. That's a mentally ill, degenerate bum who should be put into a work camp, cleaned up by the state and forced to work for a welfare check instead of defecating in a mailbox. I live in the dirtiest city in the United States of America. I went to have a meal last night after the show down there at the Embarcadero. And the bums were like lice walking around, bothering everybody. They shouldn't be on the streets. That is not a medical condition. That's a lifestyle choice.
They don't start that way, though, Michael. It's a progression. It's, if somebody caught it earlier, maybe...
You're telling me that a bum walking around with lice on himself who's peeing in a mailbox didn't make that choice to be a pain in the neck to everybody around him? Have you ever seen them bother everybody in the streets with the aggression that they have? What would you have done to stop that from happening 5 years ago? Giving them a job with the government?
No, but it probably started with, look, you like a glass of red wine with your dinner, okay? Maybe he...
No, I actually don't like red wine, but go ahead.
Maybe he had a predilection. Maybe he had a, you know, look, I'm not, believe me, I'm not making excuses for all of this, but it does exist.
All right, so let's take another pre-existing condition. Do you think somebody with a so-called eating disorder should be covered by the federal government?
But if we don't, though, that person's going to end up 500 pounds, and then you're going to be paying through welfare.
Should somebody who says they have heartburn be able to go to any number of doctors that they want to have their heartburn treated? Or should they go get a mint in a drugstore like everyone else with heartburn?
I don't know, man. You got me on it. My wife has got reflux. Terrible. So that's a...
All right. How about panic disorder? Someone has panic disorder, now they can go get any number of doctors that they want. I should pay for that?
No. That we should have some sort of, what I'm saying, though, is state-run, government-run facility.
How about seasonal affective disorder, which is currently covered under Obamacare, SAD? When there's not enough sunlight, oh, I don't feel good. There's not enough light. I have seasonal affective disorder. Well, under Obamacare, you can go to any number of doctors you want and not pay a dime. Now, what kind of country can survive this nonsense? What I'm saying to you is, and I think everyone listening will agree with me, even you, I can see you've listened. No, you can't cover every disorder, nor should you cover every disorder. In fact, to cover every disorder is the end of America as we know it. Now, the only question today is this. Trump Care. Do we actually know which of these pre-existing conditions have been eliminated? We don't know. Do you know that the Republicans added $8 billion for pre-existing conditions? I believe nothing has been taken off the list. Acne, ADD, anxiety, so-called bipolar disorder, eating disorder, heartburn. Listen to this one, mental health issues. Now, what does that mean? 99% of the people in Manhattan have mental health disorders, including, I would think, Woody Allen, I would guess, since his movies were about that. Should we pay for Woody Allen's psychiatric care for the next number of years?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
I'm getting anxiety from music today. Please call a doctor. I feel bipolar clicking in. I have heartburn. I absolutely feel a panic disorder coming on. I didn't sleep well last night. I'm just getting over a seasonal affective disorder. I had tooth disease. And everything should be now covered. Every little quirk of humanity covered by CommiCare. A society collapses when it does this. Now, what part of this do you not understand? You cannot take care of everyone's complaints. The society will collapse. By the way, it already has collapsed. We're living on fumes. If you don't understand what I'm saying to you, it's funny money that you're spending. There is no basis for the money that you are spending. It's fake. There is no economy. It was invented. It was created. It was blown out of proportion by a number of administrations simply because they wanted to buy the votes of the poor and the sick and, of course, the illegal immigrant. So now today we go to the next level. Republicans, in order to make believe they've done something, repeal Obamacare. Well, hooray. And what did we get out of it? Which of these pre-existing conditions are we still going to have to pay for? You want to hear the list? Because some of them are real illnesses, some are not. Some are real illnesses, and some really are illnesses that were gained through bad lifestyle choices. You know, and that's a very sensitive issue, I realize that. That if a person sticks a needle in their arm and shares needles with other junky drug addict scum, and they wind up with HIV, I'm supposed to pay for their lifestyle choice? You want them to pay the same premium as your clean grandmother who went out of her way her whole life not to engage in sick behavior? Tell me what the fairness of that is. It is not fair. But currently, every condition you can imagine, and then some, has been shoveled into phony care. What the Republicans will take out, I don't know, because they put $8 billion in for so-called pre-existing conditions. Because they didn't want the demagogue, the phony liar Nancy Pelosi to scream, oh, they're going to hurt people with mental health. They're going to hurt people with heartburn. They're going to hurt people with cancer. So I don't know how this ends other than badly. KLIF, Sandy, should pre-existing conditions be covered under Trump Care?
I do believe that there are certain pre-existing conditions that should be paid. For instance, I have an 11-year-old son who has asthma, and it's weather-induced. He's had it since birth. He's 11, so, you know, he'll be covered under my insurance until he's 26, but who's to say after college he doesn't find a job right away, or he does have a job that doesn't offer insurance? Who's supposed to pay for his asthma medication or treatments, or, God forbid, emergency room visits, if he can't pay the full cost himself?
Should acne be covered?
I don't think that acne should be covered. I do believe there are a number of horrible, trivial illnesses that may be made up in people's minds that should not be covered.
All right, like anxiety. Tell me who doesn't suffer from anxiety. Have you met anyone in your life who doesn't?
I suffer from anxiety daily, so no, that should not be covered.
Anxiety is the core of life, by the way. People don't understand that. They think that the norm for life is calmness. It isn't. The norm for life is a certain degree of anxiety, which is what your life force is. And what you do is you channel that anxiety into productive outlets, whether it be work, creativity, sports. That's what you do with anxiety. It's called the life force energy. But they turned that into a disease.
Not a disease. It's everybody has acne. Unfortunately, everybody's going to go through that. So there are some.
Well, right now under Obamacare, anxiety is covered, which means that any bum can go into any doctor anywhere in America and say, "I have anxiety. I want to be covered," and I have to pay for it. How can a society afford that?
We can't. There's no way we can. And like you said earlier, I was a social worker. I was a probation officer for 20 years here in Dallas, and I dealt with kids who got a check from the government for their ADHD, for their asthma, for, you know, they had a bad eye. And I would ask their parents, how are you getting a disability check for this? And they found a way to use the system, and they would get
a... Right. Well, you see, you and I are actually agreeing. You say your child has asthma. That's a disease or a condition that has to be covered. I agree with you. But not anxiety, not heartburn, not eating disorders, not acne, and I can read some of the others that they're covering, because we will go bankrupt even further than we have gone bankrupt. It's interesting you had been a social worker, because I was, and it really changed my view of the world, because I saw so many abuses in Manhattan when I was a social worker there as a youngster. I couldn't believe how they were ripping off the system. The people on welfare were living better than I was as a college graduate. Do you know that?
Exactly. I've seen it firsthand. As a college graduate, making $40,000 a year here in Dallas County, Dallas, Texas, and I had my first mother with 13 kids was getting over $5,000 a month from the government because all of her 13 children had a diagnosable disease ailment.
Oh, God.
Literally got
well, you're a realist, and so am I. Let me send you a beautiful present, Donald Trump's war called Trump's War. And I, by the way, I framed the picture of the cover where he signed it to me. It's a collector's item. I don't know how many people wouldn't love to have a signed book cover from the President of the United States, especially when they wrote the book. I mean, come on. It's a rare collectible. I know this thing is going to be worth at least $5 in 20 years. I know that. I mean, I guarantee it's $5 worth right now. I'm going to give that to the granddaughter. I hope she grows up and really understands who her grandfather was. Even if she's a liberal, she might love me. Who knows? You never can tell. Some children, even though they're progressives, actually have hearts. It's hard to believe. I know that. Because most progressives are heartless. They're zealots. They can't see beyond their own hatred. You know, you talk about fake illnesses. Here in San Francisco, we have a cafe society of bums. I know some of them have sat in cafes in North Beach, particularly. North Beach, it's an Italian district. It is filled with the biggest slacker bums in the whole country. They're called poseurs. Every one of them has a secret screenplay that's being blocked by the Jews. I'm just saying that. That's what they say. Or a novel that they wrote over the last 1,200 years, again, blocked by the Jews in publishing. You have no idea how sick these people are. But every last one of them, it doesn't work a day in their life. They're high all day long on marijuana or God knows what. They sit and drink wine or coffee in the cafes, hating anybody who has anything. And they all collect what are called crazy checks in San Francisco, SDSI. If I were in charge or I had any power, I would create a service, whether it's been Obamacare, whatever. I would investigate everybody claiming a disability in this country. The last I checked, there were 14 million people collecting disability checks. We all know a goodly percentage of them are fakers who belong in prison. There should be full restitution of fake disability payments and prison for those who have gamed the system and their doctors who wrote the statement that they're actually disabled when they're not. And I would begin in the cafes of San Francisco, the SDSI bums. Every last one of them, a hater of America. Every last one of them hating this nation to the last dirty toenail. Why should I pay for them to sit on their behinds, sitting and getting drunk all day long or smoking dope? Tell me. Tell me what I owe them. So this is part of the welfare system. This is not really health care. It's welfare. And that's what a good percentage of these pre-existing conditions are. It's a form of welfare that was created by the phony, the last president and his Democrat gang, who literally put in poison pills, heartburn, eating disorders, panic disorder, seasonal affective disorder. Oh, doctor, it's dark out. I don't feel good. I couldn't believe that I found that tooth disease is in here. That means it covers dental care? Restless leg syndrome? Restless leg syndrome? What is that? You tap your foot while you're at work? What is restless leg syndrome? Now I'm going to get... I know there's going to be a restless leg syndrome organization that tries to get me thrown off the air. That we have a real disease and he's ignorant. He's not cognizant of restless leg syndrome. Stroke, real disease. Thyroid issues, real disease. TB, real disease. Of course, TB was wiped out. It was largely eradicated in America until illegal immigrants were brought in. And they reignited the TB epidemic. But that started after the Vietnam War when so-called Indo-Chinese refugees were brought in, mainly the boat people from Vietnam and Cambodia. And in those countries, tuberculosis had been endemic. And they reignited the TB epidemic in America. I remember because I was a young grad student at the time. And that started the whole TB epidemic all over again. Again, immigrants and epidemics, something I know a little bit about. Bulimia. Is bulimia a real disease? I suppose I can get attacked by half the movie stars if I say anything against bulimia. Arthritis, it's a real disease. I don't know how you treat it with drugs. I mean, there are treatments for arthritis that are largely due to... You could treat arthritis many different ways, and not all of it is treatable, but a good percentage of arthritic conditions can be reduced to some extent by changing your diet and by taking antioxidants. That's an absolute fact, medical fact. But if you're going to go get treatment for arthritis, they're just going to put you on anti-inflammatories that cost a fortune and tell you not to change a thing that you're doing. So what are you going to do about it? I mean, people are weak. People don't want to really take the responsibility for themselves. And I don't know how this is ever going to change. Once people are given something, you're never going to take it back from them. You know, and having said that, you know, this morning, I had a crazy morning. Number of reasons, not your business. Really, no one would care. But a crazy morning. And I left the house, which I normally don't do before the show. And I had to go do something at the bank that was anxiety-producing. And I knew it would be. Just cashing a check in a bank is anxiety-producing. I don't know why I do it to myself. I could just deposit the money. But somehow I like cash. They make believe they don't know me. I mean, I've been at the same bank for 10 years. I have a large account. Every time they look at me, like they give more respect to the illegal alien gardener coming with a leaf blower than they do to me. That's Bank of America for you, by the way. Anyway, so I go in there. And I figured, you know what? I think I'm going to go have a McDonald's this morning. Now, I really didn't want the McDonald's. I didn't think. But I have a lot of anxiety. And I find if I eat junk food, I feel better. The endorphins absolutely work. It works like a charm. Like last night after the show, but now let me tell you the McDonald's story. Whenever I get really anxious, if I eat a lot of junk food, which I don't do often, I feel better immediately. It's just better than a drug. It's better than any drug I could ever take. So the real reason I got it is my poor dog Teddy, because of the heat wave, he's not eating very well. He won't eat. He's old. He's a senior citizen. And I look at him now as a senior like I would a grandfather. I talk to him like he's a senior. He doesn't know it, but I say, it's okay, Teddy. And I try to get him to eat because he'll, you know, these dogs can get very sick if they don't eat. And, you know, probably the food has been, even if it's in the fridge, it's a funny thing that in extremely hot weather, even if food is in the refrigerator, it turns faster. That's a fact. That's amazing. So he won't eat the chicken. He won't eat the turkey. Turkey's the worst. It turns faster than anything. So I figured today I would take him to McDonald's and buy him a children's burger, no salt and pepper, and he loves that. I do it once every few months. But I had given the dog to Irene, the caretaker, and I remembered I was going to buy him the burgers. I figured I'd go buy it for myself instead. But I want to tell you the McDonald's story because I bought three meals at once. I bought a breakfast ham and egg, which I haven't had in 35 years. It was okay. The ham was like worse than the prosciutto I had in the North Beach area a couple of weeks ago. The ham in the McDonald's breakfast burger equaled the orange bongo skin that I had for prosciutto in North Beach. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. All right, now this is important because Mother's Day is coming up and Shari's Berries is offering huge freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. And right now I do have an exclusive offer for you from this radio show. When you double the berries for mom for just $10 more, she's going to get free cake truffles also. That's like a whole extra gift for free. You pick your delivery date. These berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh and delicious, so you get your money back. Look, I've sent dozens of this gift, Shari's Berries, to family and friends. Everybody goes insane over them. You may think you've seen gourmet dipped strawberries before, but you've never seen anything like these. I don't eat sweets, but I go nuts for Shari's Berries. Huge, sweet, juicy, covered in chocolate, chocolate nuts, chocolate chips, whatever you want. Shari's Berries are an unexpected, delicious gift that'll put a smile on any mom's face. The only way to get this amazing berries deal right now is at $19.99, is go to berries.com, click on the mic in the right, and use my code SAVAGE. That's BERRIES.com and code SAVAGE when you click on the mic. Look, I've seen this ad on television. I see it and hear it everywhere. Why don't you support this show by going to berries.com and use my code SAVAGE? If you're going to buy them anywhere, buy them through the show. This amazing deal won't last long, and Mother's Day is right around the corner. So be sure to order now. I was reading an article. Oh, so I went to McDonald's. Let me finish that. I was going to talk about what's the difference between Komodo dragons and Democrats and read you a list of how Komodo dragons kill people. And when I get through with it, you'll see there's very little difference between them and Charles Schumer or Nancy Pelosi. When you actually analyze what Komodo dragons do to hunt and kill their prey and what Pelosi and Schumer do, they're very, very similar in many ways. But I'll do that later. So I go to McDonald's, just to make a long story short, because I wanted to get junk food today to raise the endorphin level. And it worked. I felt fantastic. I still do, as a matter of fact. Instead of my normally lean diet that's kept me healthy and alive all these years, I ate a cardiotoxic nightmare of a quick breakfast. So I started with the breakfast sandwich. I had one 45 years ago. It was so good I almost fainted from happiness. I was on a low-fat diet at the time, low-cholesterol diet. And I think my father died. I had one. I mean, it was so good, ham and eggs. Forget about it. It was horrible. The ham, as I say, was orange, and it was like a piece of parchment. If you were making a bongo drum, you would have used the ham from the McDonald's breakfast sandwich. That's one. But I ate it anyway because I was hungry. Number two, I got a fish sandwich, no cheese, to show you how good I am. That's so stupid. I'm eating the fried food anyway. But I mean, I didn't like the taste of the cheap American cheese. Knocked that off. I asked a woman for mustard. She said, honey mustard. I said, no, regular. So I figured the mustard will kill some. You know, I always balance. Then the third thing was a grilled chicken sandwich to be good to myself, right? Not fried. But the point of the story is the woman was an illegal immigrant who spoke very bad English. I felt bad for her. She got the whole order wrong. I didn't get mad at her. What are you going to do? Who would work in McDonald's was it not for the illegal immigrants? Tell me. I want you to answer that question. Would your son take the job in McDonald's or your daughter? Tell me who would work there if it were not for the illegal aliens. Tell me. I want an answer to that question.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award.
I believe that I've done something that's not yet been done in radio history, which is I listed the pre-existing conditions that are currently covered by ComiCare. We got the list today. I don't know, did anyone else ever do this in radio? It doesn't matter if they did, because people are saying, where did you get this list from? Well, it was released today by Senator Sherrod Brown, a socialist from Ohio, who said that these conditions are under threat under Trump care. Now, some of them you'd say, well, all right, look, people have to get care for these diseases. But I'm going to read you some of these, because you're not going to believe what you're paying for now. Acne. You have acne? We pay for it. You have anxiety? What does that mean? Everyone on earth has anxiety. Covered. You have bipolar disorder? Go define it for me. You have an eating disorder? Go define that for me. Oh, you have heartburn? Covered. You have mental health issues? Well, you and 99% of people in Manhattan have mental health issues. You have a panic disorder? So does everyone in America at some point or another. Covered. Oh, let's see. Seasonal affective disorder is now a disease, according to the Democrats. What is that? There's not enough sunlight? Covered. You have a sleep disorder? Baby can't sleep at night? You can't sleep at night? That's my problem? All covered. So do you think the Republicans eliminated these? No. They added $8 billion for the pre-existing conditions for fear that the Komodo dragons in the Democrat Party would call them mean-spirited. So I ask you, should all pre-existing conditions continue to be covered for under Trump care? Should the GOP pass this bill without revealing the costs or other details? Do you still want Obamacare repealed, or you want it just fixed? Do you think the GOP deserves credit for doing anything? Do you think this bill will make insurance affordable and get runaway rates under control? How long should adult children be covered under their parents' plan? How is this going to get prescription prices under control? How will Trump care lift the burden off of the middle class to keep it running? Is this a system that could actually work? No. It's a redistribution of wealth, pushing us further and further along to Venezuela, not Argentina, as I said in the last hour. So I'm asking you, why shouldn't we have demanded high-risk insurance pools, which was an idea I came up with about 6 weeks ago on this show? Now, what do I mean by high-risk insurance pools? I'm going to tell you exactly what I mean by those. That means that someone who engages in a risky lifestyle regularly should not pay the same rate as a senior citizen who leads a very quiet life. What's wrong with that? I told you why I thought of it, because when I was 18 years old, got my first car insurance, I think it was 17, I don't remember. The insurance rate was four times higher than that of my father. And I said, Dad, this isn't fair. I don't have any money. I'm working after school. How can I afford it? He said, because the actuaries who do the data show that 18-year-old boys get into more accidents than do middle-aged people. So you have to pay more until you prove you're a safe driver. It runs for about 3 or 4 years. I said, that's not fair. He said, that's the way it is. So I paid a higher rate because I wanted to drive. I didn't have extra money. And I believe the same should apply to health care insurance. If you lead a risky lifestyle, you should be put into a high-risk pool. Now, what do I mean by risky lifestyle? Well, there are a number of things. You're a race car driver. You're a mountain climber. That's a high-risk pool. Do you have multiple sex partners on a regular basis? High-risk pool. How often do you have multiple sex partners? High-risk pool. Do you use condoms when you have sex with strangers? If you don't, high risk pool. Tell me what's wrong with this thought of mine. Is that somehow homophobic or racist to raise commonsensical issues? Do you inject illegal drugs into your veins? High risk pool. Do you smoke marijuana and drive? High risk pool. Do you have more than two drinks a night? Maybe you should go into a high risk pool. Do you smoke cigarettes regularly? High-risk pool. Do you sit in the sun every day for an hour or more? High-risk pool. Are you a deep-sea diver? High-risk pool. Tell me what is wrong with that idea. Nothing. So, you see, I never talk about Obamacare. I haven't all these years because I found it tedious and stifling, but I feel today is the day because they're going to trumpet it today as some great victory. Donald Trump just gave a victory speech, right? We have that little speech. So let's listen to the author of Trump Care taking credit for it. Let's hear what he has to say. Let's hear it.
What a great group of people. And they're not even doing it for the party. They're doing it for this country because we suffered with Obamacare. I went through 2 years of campaigning, and I'm telling you, no matter where I went, people were suffering so badly with the ravages of Obamacare. And I will say this, that as far as I'm concerned, your premiums, they're going to start to come down. We're going to get this passed through the Senate. I feel so confident. Your deductibles, when it comes to deductibles, they were so ridiculous that nobody got to use their current plan, this non-existent plan that I heard so many wonderful things about over the last 3 or 4 days after that. I mean, it's I don't think you're going to hear so much right now. The insurance companies are fleeing. It's been a catastrophe, and this is a great plan. I actually think it will get even better, and this is, make no mistake, this is a repeal and a replace of Obamacare. Make no mistake about it. Make no mistake.
All right, terrific. I'm very happy. But the Republicans added $8 billion for pre-existing conditions for fear that the Komodo dragons, like Nancy Pelosi, would attack them for being mean. Now, I totally disagree to pay for all pre-existing conditions. It is going to absolutely decimate not only the budget, which is already decimated, but the entire healthcare system will implode. If you're going to continue to pay for anxiety, acne, ADD, asthma, disabilities, eating disorder, heartburn, mental health issues, panic disorder, seasonal affective disorder, sleep disorders, you name it, they're all in there. Now, we covered asthma in the last hour when a nice lady called from Dallas. If it is real asthma, I would say, okay, cover it. But do you know that a lot of people use asthma as a cover to collect a certain form of STI for their children? Did you know that? I don't know if you understand. A lot of people use fake medical conditions. Not all. But a lot of people fake medical conditions for themselves and their children to qualify for additional government care. Did you know that? Because I do know that. Now, I also want to go back to what I said about McDonald's, since I rarely go there, but today I junked out. I feel great, by the way. I mean, my brain is swimming in saturated fat, salt. I feel great. I mean, I have tremendous energy right now. But who would work there but not for people entering the workplace? And since too many Americans won't work at all, who's going to take those jobs other than illegal aliens? That's, I mean, say I had trouble with the woman who didn't speak English well. All right, she got everything wrong in the order. I didn't get mad. I just got out of the car, and I went over and just said, do this, do that. And they did it. All right, whatever. She tried her best. I didn't want her to get embarrassed. But who would take those jobs? Tell me. I want to know. Who's going to take it? Now, a lot of you say, oh, let the free market determine who works at McDonald's. Who, the talk show hosts who live in multimillion-dollar estates are going to work at McDonald's? Their kids are going to work at McDonald's the same way their kids are going to go fight in Afghanistan. The dog. Tom on WABC, is he gone? Yes or no? Zero. Call screen away out for a hamburger. WABC Chris, line 7. What's your opinion? What are you up? What's on your mind, rather?
Hello, Dr. Savage. Thank you for having me. I'm calling about the health care with pre-medical conditions. I don't agree with it whatsoever. I don't think health insurance companies should be forced. On a moral standpoint, I would say they should provide pre-medical coverage, but on a market standpoint, I don't think the government should have any involvement in forcing pre-medical coverage by the insurance company.
Well, let's take an illness, so-called an illness like acne or an eating disorder.
Well, yes. That's why I say
Or a panic disorder. Why should I pay for those? For those illnesses, ailments?
You shouldn't at all. I don't think there should be government legislation. I don't think the government should be sending...
Well, now, but it's written into phony care right now.
Yes.
And
yes.
So far as I know, Trump Care repeats the payment for these. They're not eliminated. Did you know that? We're going to find out very soon. But the Republicans added $8 billion for these pre-existing conditions. So I don't know what we're actually getting for our money. But you're against the pre-existing condition payments. So am I. Not everyone's against it, by the way. Some people want a nice, you know, free ride on everything. That's all. I don't know. It's pretty amazing. Tom on WABC line 2. Is he there or not there, Jim? Jim, put the phone down and answer me. Is he there or not there, line 2? No, he's not there. I'll hit the blank again. Paul on WABC in New York, line 4. What's your topic?
Dr. Savage, it's a pleasure, sir. Pre-existing conditions, whether it's the Democrats or Republicans, it's socialist health care, providing for all. It's just one example of how our society has already collapsed. Like you already said, Dr. Savage, we are a welfare state. Why do my wife and I need to pay for everybody else's problems?
That's what I'm saying.
Anxiety. You know what we should do? Spend $2 million on lollipops. You got anxiety? Go suck on a lollipop and sit in the corner.
You got anxiety? Go run around the block. You got anxiety? Do 20 push-ups.
Why is that my problem?
It isn't your problem. I understand you're a cop. Is that true?
Sir, Dr. Savage, people have no idea what's going on out there.
Well, I'm not saying. It says that you're an officer and you witness healthcare fraud all the time, Paul. Is that correct?
I've, and the people I work with, you pull over a car in certain neighborhoods, they're not handing you a New York State driver's license. They're handing you a New York State benefit card. Mm. And they're driving around in luxury cars. $50,000, $70,000 cars.
Yeah.
Beautiful watches on.
Oh, I saw two yesterday with a husband with two wives yesterday marching around in San Francisco in the middle of the workday. They were marching with full burkas on, covered from head to toe, and a fat slob husband was pushing another one in the carriage. And I said, do they work? What are they doing here?
Dr. Savage, New York...
What are they doing here with their faces covered with a 15th century outfit? What are they doing in this country?
Dr. Savage, let me tell you a story, please.
I almost blew a fuse. I know that they're not working. I know they're on welfare.
Where they help you out with heating oil, okay? If you claim you only make a certain amount of money, Mr. Cuomo sends a truck to your house and fills up your tank and gives you a new furnace. I get a call to go to somebody's house. And the woman says, there's an unidentified person in my house. I show up, and there's a man standing by his truck. I said, what's going on? He goes, I'm here on behalf of New York State to give an evaluation for this house to see if she qualifies, the lady qualifies for a free furnace.
A free furnace and free fuel?
Furnace, and I think it was 500 gallons of...
Yeah, I wonder which one of Cuomo's contributors are in the fuel oil business and in the furnace business. Has anyone looked into that?
I go to speak to the lady. I said...
Come on! This is the kind of corruption that brought down the mayor of New Orleans after the flood. When he put his sons into the installation of countertops, he went to jail for that. He made his sons the official supplier of new countertops for all the houses that were being rebuilt after Katrina. The federal government put him in jail. He was an African-American mayor, excuse me, of New Orleans. This is corruption from top to bottom. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. I was reading about a man who went into a Komodo dragon reserve and got his leg almost bitten off in Indonesia. It's, what a bite they give. So I started to look at, you know, what a Komodo dragon is. And I said, what is the difference between these creatures and, for example, Nancy Pelosi or Dianne Feinstein? It's very hard to know the difference. For example, Komodo dragons have thrived for millions of years. You could say that it's the same. They've been known to devour smaller members of their own kind. It applies. They have muscular tails, long flat heads with a rounded snout, bowed legs, and a sinister snake-like forked tongue. If that doesn't apply to Democrats like them, I'd like to know what does. They kill what they hunt using the more than 50 strains of bacteria in their saliva to poison their quarry's blood, causing death within 24 hours. I mean, that sounds like the ladies of the left to me. Everything they touch causes death, whether it's because of the 50 strains of bacteria from the Botox in their teeth. I don't really know. By the way, why not add other pre-existing conditions that the government should pay for? For example, are you obsessed with guns and ammunition? Why don't you lobby to have your congressman make gunophilia an illness? Or ammophilia. Let's say you like to run your fingers along it. What do I have in my hand here? This is a beautiful, beautiful piece of... I keep this on my desk just as a memento of certain things. There's a beautiful shell casing. It's live ammo. This is a 30-06. It's a big one. Yeah, 30-06. Beautiful, beautiful piece of brass work on it. Sometimes I run my fingers on this thing while doing a show. I thought it's just like a thing. I mean, I have all sorts of... If you saw the stuff I have on my desk while I broadcast... I have a little sculpting out of a piece of stone from Mesoamerica that's probably very valuable. I don't even know. I do know when I got it. Big round face. Definitely Mesoamerican of a couple hundred years ago. I have a Jewish star. I have a cross. I have a 30-06 shell casing. I have a magnifying glass, a paper clip. It's a beautiful collection of things. So you could say I suffer from ammophilia. That I have a piece of ammo on my desk. And I think if I were to declare ammophilia an illness, I could force the government to pay for my purchase of ammunition under the new Trump Care Act. And I think it would be very fair. Because if you're going to cover acne, bipolar disorder, eating disorder, heartburn, panic disorder, SAD, why not cover ammophilia and make the government pay for it? What if you have a pornography addiction? Shouldn't the government be required to buy you your porno subscription? Why not? Ask Sherrod Brown. They should pay for it. By the way, a shout out to the great people at World Net Daily, my partners on michaelsavage.com. 20 years in business today. Congratulations, Joe Farah and team.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7287.
Me talking about pre-existing conditions should not be covered by healthy people. You could say I'm mean-spirited, but you know, I was raised differently than you may think. I was raised to work hard. I was raised with the work ethic of my parents, where to them work was sacred. Number two, I was raised to take care of myself and not count on anyone else to take care of me. B or C or D, I was told, you know what, you get into trouble, you get out of trouble, you created it, you get out of it. So when I see people being covered for acne or so-called bipolar disorder, which can be virtually anything, or eating disorder, which could be anything, or panic disorder, which could be anything, or sleep disorders, which occur probably for everyone on the planet at some point, even seasonal affective disorder was written in by the evil Democrats. How can I support paying for pre-existing medical conditions? Tell me how I can support that. And I love all of the phony billionaire comedians who are saying we should all pay for it or we're mean-spirited. They should pay a triple tax. Any entertainer who earns more than $1 million a year who's in favor of socialized medicine should pay 80% federal tax in order to support pre-existing medical care. You know, do a carve-out since they're so generous with your money. I don't even know what's in this plan. I know this. That the Repubs added $8 billion for pre-existing conditions. So I don't think anything's been taken out, by the way. Now, I want to go back to something I said earlier, the McDonald's story, that are the illegal aliens work there. Who would take the job otherwise? Many of you are absolutists and purists because it's easy to sound like a tough guy on the radio. Oh, yeah, throw them all out of the country, right? Let the free market determine. What free market? Who's going to work at these jobs? Who's going to pick the crops? You? Who's going to pick the vegetables? Who's going to work on the factory lines? You? Now, this is the problem. Nobody, let's say I don't oppose, I do not oppose keeping the workers here. How do you like that? What I oppose is the welfare that they get. What I oppose is the daisy chain immigration that they can get by having a baby here. What I oppose is any form of welfare for them for 5 years. These are the things that need to be eliminated. Anchor baby laws eliminated. Daisy chain immigration eliminated. I have no problem with people taking low-paying jobs that are not filled any other way. Now, I do have a problem with H-1B and H-2B visas. These were put in place for pigs in companies, which I've named too many times, who need to be broken up onto antitrust legislation. Why should we let Mark Zuckerberg get richer at the expense of American IT workers who are being forced out of their jobs because Indians are being brought in by H-1B, H-2B visas who will work for one half the wages? Tell me why that's fair. That's simply horrible. And so not only should this visa program be eliminated, but unfortunately, I'm sorry to tell you, it's being increased under Trump. Yes, sorry to bring you the bad news. There goes not only breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert. I don't know what goes next. The midnight snack? I just lost an invitation to a midnight snack. Because I dared say that you need to punish these Silicon Valley thieves who have moved their money offshore, not paying their fair share of taxes. And like Google, Facebook, not only do they not pay their fair share of taxes by anyone's estimation, using every tax dodge known to mankind and then some invented by IRS workers, but on top of that, all they bring in workers will work for half the wage. And Trump was supposed to fix that, but he hasn't. No, it's sickening to tell you this. He has not fixed it. 855-487-282. WABC, Mary, you disagree. Go ahead. You're on line 8.
Hi, Dr. Savage. First-time caller. I love your show. And I do disagree to some respect on pre-existing conditions because I think it's a shared risk. And I disagree vehemently with the policeman who called in. I come from a police family. But I have to think one person's pre-existing condition is good for them and someone else's isn't for someone else.
Wait. What do you mean it's a shared risk? If somebody wait a minute, let's discuss this. If somebody engages in a very risky lifestyle, like multiple sex partners a week without condoms, I should pay for the diseases that they're going to get?
I don't disagree with you on that perspective. But if someone has
If somebody injects themselves with heroin, I should pay for the diseases they're going to get?
I don't disagree with you in that perspective, but it's tough to look at it. You have to look at it in the whole. If someone wants
No, it isn't that tough. You carve out people who follow risky lifestyles and make them pay more and make them pay a very, very high payment every time they get care. The only way you're going to get people to stop their behavior is making them pay for it.
Or engage in wellness. I totally understand that and totally agree with you. But someone who is 50 years old and gets cancer and suddenly finds himself out of work and having to pay for their own insurance, I don't agree in that perspective.
But I'm not saying that we should eliminate all pre-existing conditions. I'm saying we need a compromise here. We can't pay for everything that's currently in the list. Acne, anxiety, bipolar disorder. You're telling me you can definitively define bipolar disorder?
Well, I think that anybody who's struggling, like our soldiers who have PTSD, we need to cover.
No, wait. Now you're trying to change the argument. Should heartburn be covered as a pre-existing condition?
I think it should be covered as a wellness condition. I don't think it's a pre-existing condition per se. It's just part of general.
Should seasonal seasonal affective disorder be covered by a Trump care?
Which disorder? I'm sorry.
SAD. That's when people say they get depressed in the winter when there's not enough sunlight. I should pay for that too.
I think we have to look at all psychiatric disorders and analyze and provide good care to folks. The other thing is,
Wait. You just made a broadcast statement. All psychiatric disorders should be covered by Trump care?
I didn't say Trump care. I don't know that I agree with Trump care. I think in terms of looking at pre-existing conditions.
Well, wait a minute. Everybody has some kind of mental issue. I'm supposed to now pay for therapy for everybody on the planet?
Not everybody seeks therapy. But those who seek it, let's hope we get them well so we don't have problems.
So I should now pay for therapy for somebody who wants to go to a therapist? Everybody should pay for therapy? Everybody should be able to go to therapy at government expense?
It doesn't necessarily have to be at government expense. It depends.
But it is. It is. It's covered. Man, you're not listening. You're just sending. You're not receiving. I'm giving you facts, not opinion. I am the only one in radio who's got a list of all the pre-existing conditions. Have you heard these conditions listed anywhere else or discussed on any other radio or television show? If you have, please tell me where.
I haven't researched them completely, but I think if we...
I didn't ask you if you researched them. I asked you if you heard any other talk show or any other television show discuss all the pre-existing conditions that are covered under Obamacare.
Not in great detail. No, I have not.
Because nobody's done it. They use it as a weapon. They use it as a weapon against those of us who oppose socialized medicine. And they say we're mean-spirited because we don't want to cover granny with cancer. That's not what we're saying.
Well, I'm not.
Oh, God. It reminds me of that kind of discussion I just had with her reminds me of a bad marriage. I'm sorry. Where even while she's agreeing with you, she's being disagreeable. And sounding like she's disagreeing with you and using your name. I mean, she's not my wife, but she sounded like it was a bad argument over nothing. Michael, I'm not disagreeing with you, but go to hell. That's all. Michael, I'm not disagreeing with you, but you're wrong. Okay, maybe we should cover that. Marriage dysphilia. You're telling me you should cover heartburn? Mental health issues? What is that? Tell me what mental health issues are. Panic disorder? You know anyone who doesn't have panic disorder once in a while? Pregnancy is covered. That's a disease now. That's a pre-existing condition. Pregnancy is now a disease. Seasonal affective disorder, not enough sunlight. Well, blame the sun for that. Tie it into global warming. That's covered. You've got sleep disorders. Good, that's a disease. Tooth disease is now dental care is covered. So Trump Care added $8 billion for these pre-existing conditions, so far as I know, and I hope I'm wrong. I don't know if they've taken anything out of here. Now, what about depression? Are you telling me with the epidemic of so-called depression in America, which incidentally there is real clinical depression, then there's minor depression, and then there's called the vicissitudes of existence, which have existed in mankind since Adam and Eve? Are you telling me that's now a medical condition? That people are anxious or depressed over life, that's a disease that some crackpot's going to treat? It's a drug scam. A lot of this, by the way, is driven by the thieves in the drug industry. I don't think you understand this. It has nothing to do with compassion. A lot of this was written by the gangsters in the pharmaceutical industry who want to simply peddle drugs to a massive, massive, massive population of users. I don't think you understand it. It's like the gangsters who created OxyContin who should be in jail, in my opinion. They've been fined, they've been investigated, but they buy off the senators and nothing ever happens to them. The greatest scam in the history of our life are the people who keep making more OxyContin than is prescribed by legitimate doctors for legitimate reasons. They're making more of it than needed because it's going into the black market. How come they're not in jail? Why is the manufacturing, why is the government not breaking down their doors and arresting the owners of the manufacturing plants of OxyContin? Tell me why. Let's say it's a great pain medication. But if you're making more of the pills than are prescribed, who are you making it for? The black market. Therefore, you're a criminal. End of story. Now you can understand why I'm not seen on Fox News. Now you can understand why I'm never heard from outside of this radio show. Now you can understand why so many people hate me and so many people don't hate me. Okay? Now let's take a caller on other conditions, such as working in McDonald's. Who's going to take the job other than illegal aliens? WEZS Radio in New Hampshire, Eric, line 3. Go ahead, please. Make your point.
Hi, Michael. I'm sorry I got a little anxiety from waiting, but I'll do the best I can.
Right. You know, that's an illness. That's an illness. Talk show call waiting anxiety.
Right. All right. On the subject of McDonald's, it's an opportunity like anything else. My daughter was in high school. Her first job was at McDonald's. She's 24 now as of last month. She worked there for 3.5 years. She went in every day, showed up on time, did a good job. She was a manager after about a year there.
But you made her go. You encouraged her to take that low-level job. Most Americans will not have their kids work in these places.
That's their...
When my son was 14 years old, I don't know how old, actually. I really don't remember. I made him take a job at Burger King in a terrible neighborhood. He had to take 2 buses to a terrible neighborhood. And I said, I'm sorry, but you have to learn to work. He never complained about it. He is a super, super successful businessman. And he thanks me to this day. His friends used to laugh at him that he worked in Burger King with a little stupid hat on. But I taught him the work ethic because that's what was taught to me. It didn't hurt him. But are you telling me a middle-class white kid's going to go work in Burger King or McDonald's today?
A lot of them won't, but here's the thing. She met her next boss there, and she now has a job making almost about $40,000 a year without a college degree. So, I mean, the opportunities are there. A lot of people just don't.
I understand, but what I'm asking you is who will take these jobs if not for the illegal aliens? The answer is kids used to take these jobs. Poor people used to take these jobs, but now they have welfare or wealthy parents, and they won't work. I'm sending you Trump's war. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Nobody knows flowers like I do. Nobody in the media does. I have a degree in botany. And I got to tell you something. When you send 100 blooms from Mom Bouquet from Pro Flowers this Mother's Day, what an impression it's going to make. It comes with a free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And if you really want to make a statement, you can upgrade to a premium vase, include gourmet chocolates from us, just 10 bucks more. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, these gorgeous bouquets really do make an impact with the important women in your life. Choose a delivery date you want, and Pro Flowers are guaranteed to arrive fresh and beautiful and stay that way for at least 7 days, or you get your money back. 7 days. And don't forget all of the moms in your life. Mom, grandma, wife, other mother figures. How about a girlfriend? This Mother's Day, the only way to get 100 blooms from Mom with a free glass vase starting at $19.99, visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the mic in the right and use my code SAVAGE. Even if you see or hear this ad anywhere else, I want you to support this show by going to ProFlowers.com, go to the mic, and click Savage. That's ProFlowers.com, code Savage when you click on the mic. This stunning bouquet sells out fast, so please do yourself a favor. Order it today. Now, speaking of that, as this hour comes to an end, yesterday I talked about being banned in Britain, and tomorrow is the eighth year of that. We have created a petition to President Trump to intervene on my behalf. The petition has now passed the 10,000-person signature point, which is good. That's a good thing. I think that's a critical mass at 10,000. And I told you, Sean Spicer said he'll get back to me on it. They're going to pay attention to us if we can get this up to 20,000 by the weekend. So please, if you're going to sign the petition, do it now. Now, many of you are writing interesting things like, why do you want to go there? Six-hour plane ride, molested by TSA pedophiles. Then you stay in an overpriced hotel with bed bugs. You eat bad British food. Then you have a good chance of being stabbed in the streets of London. And what's the upside to going there? Who would want to go to Britain anymore? It's very funny, but it's not the point about me going to Britain. It's the point about me being listed with Muslim killers, Muslim terrorists. That's the whole point. You hear a lot about free speech this week. This is about free speech. If they came for Michael Savage and you did nothing, who's going to be there when they come for you tomorrow? So this appeal should go to liberals, etc. And so Britain has fallen when Foreign Secretary Jackie Smith put me on Great Britain's restricted entry list because they didn't like my conservative ideological leanings and my political commentaries, which offended the socialists in British government and their domestic social policies. Lost in their collectivism, lost in their hedonism, lost in their insane multiculturalism, lost in their fanatical orthodoxy of insanity. I am a best-selling author. I am a great political social commentator. To put me on a deplorables list with known terrorist skinheads and murderers, while knowing full well the risk of putting a target on my back, means that American politicians in the Hillary camp played with their cohorts in England. It was not Jackie Smith. And remember, they undermined Winston Churchill for being too nationalistic in his own country. I appeal to you, So go to michaelsavage.com, click on the petition, and sign it. It costs you nothing.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Then be celebrated in the Obama White House when he comes back to plague us after his $400,000 speech and $70 million book deal, The Man of the People. So I've been arguing against paying for all pre-existing conditions. We all know that before Obamacare, there was no coverage for pre-existing conditions. And I know how devastating that could be. My father had his heart attack. I'll go back to my own life. I don't know, the year 50-something. I don't know, the year 59, 58, who remembers? Actually, I was a junior in college, 50s. I don't remember. I can hardly remember. I entered Queens College in 1959. Is that right? Yeah. Must have been 61, 62, Catskill Mountains. And he got a heart attack. Poor guy. Took him to Monticello Hospital. Put him into an oxygen tent. It scared us to death to see him breathing in there. And, you know, he was the only breadwinner. Little store. There was no money coming in without him. I had to drop out of the junior year of college. I went to pieces over it, not only because he got sick, but, you know, he was my strong man. He was my God. And he was very, very gruff. And when he got sick, when a gruff man gets sick, it's as though you lost something powerful in your life and he's suddenly vulnerable. His vulnerability is exposed, and it exposed your own vulnerability and your own fear of the world. Who knew it at 17 or 18, however I was. But the point was is that we had no way to pay for it other than ourselves. So I remember the doctor coming in and saying, well, he's had a very serious coronary heart attack. And it's like they used to use weird analogies. Your father is in the intensive care with the thing. It's like putting I'll never forget as long as I lived. It scared me for years. We put a patch on an inner tube that blew out, and we don't know how long the patch will stick. I couldn't sleep for weeks after that. I suppose today that would be called anxiety, panic disorder. They would have treated me. I didn't get treated. I just didn't sleep. I worried about my family and my mother and everything, so I left college. I had to leave in that semester, and I went to work in a store. That's a whole story unto itself. All the people who came in to rob him while he was in the hospital. It was unbelievable. Oh, how's your father doing? By the way, that beautiful pair of lamps up there, I put a deposit on it 3 weeks ago. Can I have them now, please? They figured they saw a face. I looked like Jared Kushner to them at 18. An innocent face. They thought I'd give them the pair of lamps because they told me that. Because my father, you know, the people are so mean. My father warned me when I was a kid. He was very cynical. You know, if you drop a nickel, they'll steal it out of your hand. He was right. So we used to nail quarters to the counter, and he'd say, watch people try to rob the quarter, and we turn our back. We turn our back to see it, and they try to rob the quarter. But it had been soldered to a nail and nailed into the countertop. He wasn't teaching me a lesson. That was just fun. But I learned that the essential nature of humanity is that of larceny. The larceny is in everyone's heart. And so Obamacare is a form of larceny where you get something for nothing. Before Obamacare, there was no coverage for pre-existing conditions. And it was very hard. But people got along somehow. So take a guess what the Republicans just did. Instead of throwing away Obamacare and starting from ground zero, all they did was put some dressing on it. Because they're still paying for all pre-existing conditions, and I have the list. They have three different ways they're paying for pre-existing conditions because they're so afraid of the Komodo dragon called Nancy Pelosi. $100 billion fund to pay for pre-existing conditions. There was the Palmer-Schweikert $15 billion fund. There's an $8 billion added just with the Fred Upton bill. Could you believe this? $8 billion amendment to cover people with pre-existing conditions added to it. My friends, that means all of these conditions, some of which are not real medical conditions and can easily be frauded, are now covered again under Trump Care. Acne, anxiety, bipolar disorder, eating disorder, heartburn, mental health issues, whatever that means, panic disorders covered, seasonal affective disorder, not enough sun in the winter. What are they going to pay for your trip to Miami? Sleep disorders? Who doesn't have that? So what they've done is instead of giving you a chicken in every pot, the Republicans have given you a sickness in every pot, or pot for every chicken. I don't really know what this is going to do. I know this. It's still going to bankrupt the middle class. And that's the end of the story. They just pelted us with eggs. And now we're going to talk about that and the other issues, such as who's going to take the jobs that illegals won't take. I want you to tell me of some industries that illegals work in that Americans will not work in. And some of these industries didn't even exist, by the way, 30 years ago, to the extent that they do now. I've been in factories. I've watched production lines. I've worked in a factory. I don't want a golden merit badge for that, but I worked in an ice cream factory. I was on a production line. Some of the most tedious work in the history of man is working in a factory. And until you've done it, you don't know what it's like. And it's easy to sit there and shoot your fat mouth off and talk about the free market and someone will take the job if the price is right, right. No, no one will take the job unless they're desperate enough to want to work. And the only way you're desperate enough is if you're here without papers. Then you'll do the dirty work that nobody else will do because you're desperate. I have no problem with hardworking people. I don't want them to get benefits. I don't want them to get welfare. I don't want them to get medical care. I don't want them to bring in anchor babies. I don't want them to do daisy chain immigration. But I have no problem with them working if Americans won't do the jobs. The economy will collapse. That's from the real street. That's from Street 101 as opposed to talk radio textbook 101. That's the reality. Go to a factory. Go to a factory and see who's working on the production line. And you're going to tell me your son is going to take that job? WABC Eileen, what do you think about my position? Go ahead, please.
Well, here's the problem. I work side by side with the most amazing illegal women that literally leave behind in their own country young children, family of their own, to come to America and do living care for our parents, aunts, or uncles. I mean, literally. Come and do live and work. I can't find one American, because I do the hiring, I can't find one American that would live in somebody's house Monday through Friday or even 7 days a week to take care of somebody else's family, to be able to send the money home to take care of their family. I've got a woman here that's a doctor from Georgia. She left there because she couldn't make a living. She came here and she's literally taking care of family. So listen, I am the biggest, I don't believe in illegal immigrants taking American jobs, but I can't find Americans to do the work. Side by side, I wipe butts with these women. I trust them. They're amazing. They're most amazing women. Now, listen, benefits and all that, that's another story. They're embedded in the communities. They're taking care of families already.
All right, you're a realist as I am. But when I listen to these fraudulent ventriloquists in the conservative media who say, throw them all out of the country, they don't know what they're talking about.
No, they don't know what they're talking about because I guarantee at least half of them probably have somebody taking care of their parent. Why? Because they won't do it. They won't even let them live in their home. I fight with these families. Save yourself some money. Let them live in your home. Take them at home. They won't even let them live with them. So I've got a 91-year-old woman living by herself with live-in care because the family will take them into theirs, and they're just...
All right, you make a good point. The illegals work in the home health care industry. Americans won't. I'm sending you Trump's War, which has a chapter on repealing Obamacare, what should have been done. And by the way, if you want to know the booby traps that this gangster left for Trump in Obamacare, I have them all in my book. The gangster who was making $400,000 for a speech to Wall Street, the gangster who got a $60 million book advance with his wife, the gangster who has used race as a weapon to get where he is and not be touched by the media, the gangster left many booby traps in Obamacare for President Trump. And now we have to face the fact that many of these booby traps are still in there. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Don't be fooled by what our former liar-in-chief told you about Obamacare. This whole thing about pre-existing conditions, please don't misunderstand me. There are many conditions that nobody would argue need to be taken care of, but I will repeat my position. Many of the so-called pre-existing conditions are questionable, if non-existent at all, and they shouldn't be covered. Heartburn now is covered. Panic disorder is covered. What does that mean, panic disorder? Oh, I know your daughter suffers it. Who doesn't have panic disorder once in a while? I have to pay for the fact that the child has a panic disorder? Who's going to pay for this? You are. There's $100 billion put into there in various forms for this stuff. And it's crazy. It's just crazy, crazy, crazy. It is not compassion to make someone else pay for somebody else's bad luck or bad lifestyle choices. And again, I will repeat, if you engage in high-risk professions, jobs, or high-risk lifestyles, you should pay more money. Do you have multiple sex partners each week? You should be in a high-risk pool. Do you use condoms with strangers? If you don't, you should be in a high-risk pool. Why? Why should we pay for your activities? Tell me why I should do that. Why? Because we're stupid enough to do it. And if we don't do it, what's going to happen? The Komodo dragon known as Nancy Pelosi will emit her bacterial breath upon the populace and say that we're mean-spirited and that we want to pick on the elderly and the poor and the sick as they put in these poison pills for Donald Trump. Those are some of the positions that I think are worthy of discussion. Again, I invite you to go to michaelsavage.com and please sign the petition, because we will take it to Donald Trump. I'm still waiting to hear back from Sean Spicer, who emailed me today. Haven't gotten it yet. Maybe I'll get it tomorrow. But I did notify him that we're sending him the petition. We've gotten over 10,000 signatures so far. I don't know. Maybe I'll send it when we hit 20,000. I think that would be, I'm not going to hold it forever to wait, you know, till it hits a bigger number. I think that's a significant critical mass, even 10,000, by the way. You hear me? Okay, friends, what do you have to say about these pre-existing conditions or about illegal aliens taking jobs that nobody else will take? I want to talk about that with you here on the Savage Nation. I will be right back to take your calls on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Mark, if you're talking about the repeal of Obamacare turning into Trump care, there's not a big difference. It should have been killed altogether. We are arguing over the pre-existing conditions issue where there's $100 billion. You cannot believe that Obama put these poison pills in it, but that's what I'm trying to expose to you today. Now, I want to talk about a deadly superbug fungus that has emerged in U.S. hospitals, largely in New York and New Jersey, primarily because of the immigrants that have flooded in to the metropolitan area. It is a deadly superbug. It is hard to spot. It's harder to kill. It is infiltrating U.S. hospitals. Candida auris enters the bloodstream, spreads throughout the body, causes a variety of infections. It has a 30% mortality rate. And it's an outrage because it could have been prevented with proper border controls. The fungus is so powerful it can be passed from skin to skin or through hospital equipment. It was largely found in other countries. It's been brought in because of open borders under the gangster who preceded this president. Candida auris can kill and is probably killing. 30% death rate. It's a serious issue. First identified in Japan in 2009. Found in several countries since then. And now it's in New York and New Jersey because the region has a very dense population of illegal aliens, a lot of travelers, and a lot of medical workers. It's a serious issue. And many people don't understand what immigrants and epidemics really mean. Again, this is a failure of the criminals who run the CDC. The people at the CDC should have been jailed, not just fired, for letting Obama bring in infected people, not only with Zika, which I told you about over and over again while it was happening, but many other illnesses that didn't exist in this country are now here, and many illnesses that have been eradicated are now back because of the gangsters in the CDC and the NIH who had become political hacks of the Obama regime. Now they're calling this a rare infection. It's rare now until you get it. Then we'll see how rare it is. So it's something that you want to watch out for in hospitals. It's a killer fungus, and it's largely found in patients in intensive care who are there for a long time, or patients who have a catheter placed in a large vein. They face the highest risk of infection. It's caused bloodstream wound and ear infections. It's been found in respiratory and urine specimens, etc. Just be aware of it. It's a killer superbug, a fungus, that has emerged in hospitals because of people in the media who have brushed aside all common sense when it comes to immigrants and epidemics. So you talk about what health insurance should cover and what it shouldn't cover. Oh, my God. You're telling me that you should pay for acne, anxiety, eating disorder, heartburn, mental health issues, all of them? Seasonal affective disorder as an illness? Sleep disorder as an illness? All of these things are poison pills put in by the gangster who's getting $400,000 for a speech on Wall Street and a $70 million book advance. So when you see Paul Ryan celebrating today, or any other Republican phony celebrating this, they're lying through their teeth. Because so far as I know, they've refunded all pre-existing conditions. It is not a victory whatsoever. It is window dressing. It's the same exact thing, but maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there'll be some savings for some people. I hope I'm right when I say that part of it. And I hope I'm wrong that there's no real change. WABC Darlene, line 6, go ahead, please, 30 seconds or less.
Oh, hey, I just wanted to call in. I agree with you 100% on everything you've been talking about today. I'm a registered nurse, so I see up front a lot of the abuses and things in the healthcare system. We're covering stuff that we shouldn't be covering. I see people on disability that shouldn't be on disability. And I've got your book, Trump's War. It's great. I loved your chapter on the epidemiology and all the health issues you just...
So I understand as a nurse, God bless you, by the way, you're the saviors of this country. You're saying many pre-existing conditions are self-inflicted in order to get free care and benefits from the government. Aren't you saying that, Darlene?
Yeah, I see that all the time. In fact, I was being coached by a patient that I had on...
Oh, well, unfortunately, we're flat out of time. Listen to the experts. We know what we're talking about. Obama put poison pills into commie care.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
What part of this do you not understand? You cannot take care of everyone's complaints. The society will collapse. By the way, it already has collapsed. We're living on fumes. If you don't understand what I'm saying to you, it's funny money that you're spending. There is no basis for the money that you are spending. It's fake. There is no economy. It was invented. It was created. It was blown out of proportion by a number of administrations simply because they wanted to buy the votes of the poor and the sick, and of course the illegal immigrant. So now today we go to the next level. Republicans, in order to make believe they've done something, repeal Obamacare. Well, hooray. And what did we get out of it? Which of these pre-existing conditions are we still going to have to pay for? You want to hear the list? Because some of them are real illnesses, some are not. Some are real illnesses and some really are illnesses that were gained through bad lifestyle choices. You know, and that's a very sensitive issue. I realize that if a person sticks a needle in their arm and shares needles with other junkie drug addict scum and they wind up with HIV, I'm supposed to pay for their lifestyle choice? You want them to pay the same premium as your clean grandmother who went out of her way her whole life not to engage in sick behavior? Tell me what the fairness of that is. It is not fair. But currently, every condition you can imagine, and then some, has been shoveled into phony care. What the Republicans will take out, I don't know, because they put $8 billion in for so-called pre-existing conditions. Because they didn't want the demagogue, the phony liar Nancy Pelosi to scream, oh, they're going to hurt people with mental health. They're going to hurt people with heartburn. They're going to hurt people with cancer. So I don't know how this ends other than badly. Tell me who doesn't suffer from anxiety. Have you met anyone in your life who doesn't? Anxiety is the core of life, by the way. People don't understand that. They think that the norm for life is calmness. It isn't. The norm for life is a certain degree of anxiety, which is what your life force is. And what you do is you channel that anxiety into productive outlets, whether it be work, creativity, sports. That's what you do with anxiety. It's called the life force energy. But they turned that into a disease, which means that any bum can go into any doctor anywhere in America and say, I have anxiety, I want to be covered, and I have to pay for it. How can a society afford that? Not anxiety, not heartburn, not eating disorders, not acne, and I can read some of the others that they're covering, because we will go bankrupt even further than we have gone bankrupt. You know, you talk about fake illnesses. Here in San Francisco, we have a cafe society of bums. I know some of them have sat in cafes in North Beach, particularly. North Beach, it's an Italian district. It is filled with the biggest slacker bums in the whole country. They're called poseurs. Every one of them has a secret screenplay that's being blocked by the Jews. I'm just saying that. That's what they say. Or a novel that they wrote over the last 1,200 years, again, blocked by the Jews in publishing. You have no idea how sick these people are. But every last one of them, it doesn't work a day in their life. They're high all day long on marijuana or God knows what. They sit and drink wine or coffee in the cafes, hating anybody who has anything. And they all collect what are called crazy checks in San Francisco, SDSI. If I were in charge or I had any power, I would create a service, whether it's been Obamacare, whatever. I would investigate everybody claiming a disability in this country. The last I checked, there were 14 million people collecting disability checks. We all know a goodly percentage of them are fakers who belong in prison. There should be full restitution of fake disability payments and prison for those who have gamed the system and their doctors who wrote the statement that they're actually disabled when they're not. And I would begin in the cafes of San Francisco, the SDSI bums, every last one of them a hater of America. Every last one of them hating this nation to the last dirty toenail. Why should I pay for them to sit on their behinds, sitting and getting drunk all day long or smoking dope? Tell me. Tell me what I owe them. So this is part of the welfare system. This is not really health care. It's welfare. And that's what a good percentage of these pre-existing conditions are. It's a form of welfare that was created by the phony, the last president in his... and his Democrat gang, who literally put in poison pills, heartburn, eating disorders, panic disorder, seasonal affective disorder. Oh, doctor, it's dark out. I don't feel good. I couldn't believe that I found that tooth disease is in here. That means it covers dental care, restless leg syndrome, stroke, real disease, thyroid issues, real disease. TB, real disease. Of course, TB was wiped out. It was largely eradicated in America until illegal immigrants were brought in, and they reignited the TB epidemic. But that started after the Vietnam War when so-called Indo-Chinese refugees were brought in, mainly the boat people from Vietnam and Cambodia. And in those countries, tuberculosis had been endemic, and they reignited the TB epidemic in America. I remember because I was a young grad student at the time. And that started the whole TB epidemic all over again. Again, immigrants and epidemics, something I know a little bit about. Bulimia. Is bulimia a real disease? I suppose. I can get attacked by half the movie stars if I say anything against bulimia. Arthritis, it's a real disease. I don't know how you treat it with drugs. I mean, there are treatments for arthritis that are largely due to, you could treat arthritis many different ways, and not all of it is treatable, but a good percentage of arthritic conditions can be reduced to some extent by changing your diet and by taking antioxidants. That's an absolute fact of medical fact. But if you're going to go get treatment for arthritis, they're just going to put you on anti-inflammatories that cost a fortune and tell you not to change a thing that you're doing. So what are you going to do about it? I mean, people are weak. People don't want to really take the responsibility for themselves. And I don't know how this is ever going to change. Once people are given something, you're never going to take it back from them. Since Friday, May 5th, is the anniversary of this horrendous crime against my reputation. You got to hear some of the sound from that era. I went through a list of books that were banned in England. That was interesting at some point. And I said, I'm in really great company. I wish I could still have, I wish I still had that list. We have it on clip. We have it on clip 10. Let's hear clip number 10. Go ahead, please.
I began my professional career as a writer. Of course, I don't compare myself to the writers I'm about to mention, but they were my mentors, and there have been quite a few books banned in quite a few nations over the years. Brave New World by Aldous Huxley, banned. I grew up on him. Banned in Ireland in 1932. I read everything that Huxley wrote, including his magazine articles on furniture. Candide, Voltaire, seized by U.S. Customs in 1930. Dr. Zhivago, one of the great books. Boris Pasternak, banned within the ex-Soviet Union until 1988 because it criticized the Bolshevik Party. Gulliver's Travels by Jonathan Swift. Banned in Ireland, 1984, by George Orwell. Banned by the USSR in 1950 because Stalin, the mass murderer, thought it was a view on his country in the future. The Satanic Verses by Rushdie, banned. The Sorrows of Young Werther by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, banned. Why? Because the sorrows encourage suicidal deaths in susceptible individuals, they thought. Now, here's a shocker for you. Did you know that The Call of the Wild by Jack London had been banned in Yugoslavia and Italy? I don't have any idea why. But those are some of the books that have been banned. So if Michael Savage is now amongst those authors who have been banned, I think I'm in very good company indeed. And if you'd like to read Banned in Britain, you can go to michaelsavage.com because it was never available in bookstores. It's sure to be a collector's item now.
Interesting. Well, again, I'm going to throw it out to you. Will Trump go to bat for me or not? Look what happened to England. There's no England anymore. That's because of liberalism. They bent over backwards for their belief in liberalism, socialism. They opened their borders. And they thought that the influx of Islamics would somehow make them a greater nation. That somehow this idea of multiculturalism would save Britain. No, it's the opposite. It destroyed Britain. And now, on this eve that France is voting, they have a choice again between death and survival. They have a choice between death and survival. Le Pen could win and save France, or they could vote in the Rothschild banker who will kill them with his steely cold, heartless eyes. What's interesting is that Brigitte Bardot is playing a role again. Now, Brigitte Bardot was a great, great sex goddess in the early 1950s. She was the hottest woman in the movie business at the time. And she was beloved by the French. Then along came her activities on behalf of animals, and people were confused by that. She became a very strident animal rights activist, and some still loved her. Some were confused by her. And then, strangely enough, about 20 years ago or 25 years ago, she saw what was happening. She was a visionary, you see, not just a beautiful woman with no brains. She was a visionary. And she saw that the Muslims were invading France. And she said, they're invading our villages. They're invading our churches. They're converting our churches into mosques. They're destroying our national identity. She was considered a hate speaker. She was condemned by her own government. Sound familiar to you? And now she's playing a major role saying, no Macron. She's saying, vote for Le Pen. Very interesting how this woman saw so far ahead. And again, I'll turn it back to this little issue of me, little old Michael Savage. Still banned from the UK this Friday, the anniversary. I'm petitioning the president to step in and get my name off that horrible list before it's too late. And you can go and sign that petition on michaelsavage.com or WND.com. But there's other questions hanging out there, which is the monarchy in Britain. What's the reason for it? And I'm sort of an Anglophile, you know, but nevertheless, I haven't been over there for 25 years. Truthfully, if they took me off the list, would I go there? It depends. Let's say Trump intervenes on my behalf because you signed the petition. He thinks it's politically wise for him to do so, and he doesn't listen to the Republicans. He does what he thinks is right, and he signs the petition, and he does intervene to demand Britain remove my name from that list, and I can go there, right? I would consider going there if I were given a formal apology by the British government. That's number one. I'm telling you the way it is. I don't need to just go to have fish and chips and walk around England, you know, and look at the beautiful architecture. I love the architecture, particularly that in Bath, England. I'll tell you about the architecture of England, which I've studied for a long time. I would go there, but I would want a formal apology. I'd want Jackie Smith to apologize to me. And I would like the ability to give a speech before Parliament, which I would do gladly, even in my New York brogue. Hear, hear. And now the banned American talk show host Michael Savage. I would give the speech, and I'd give a speech that would be in a line with their Magna Carta, incidentally. They'd be proud of the day they let me speak there. It would be a speech that would attack no one, but would remind them of their own origins. It would be a crowning achievement for me. I'd like to go there with 1,000 Irish people. What I'd like to do. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Hey. I believe that I've done something that's not yet been done in radio history, which is I listed the pre-existing conditions that are currently covered by CommyCare. We got the list today. I don't know, did anyone else ever do this in radio? It doesn't matter if they did, because people are saying, where did you get this list from? Well, it was released today by Senator Sherrod Brown, socialist from Ohio, who said that these conditions are under threat under Trump care. Now, some of them you'd say, well, all right, look, people have to get care for these diseases. But I'm going to read you some of these, because you're not going to believe what you're paying for now. Acne. You have acne? We pay for it. You have anxiety? What does that mean? Everyone on earth has anxiety. Covered. You have bipolar disorder? Go define it for me. You have an eating disorder? Go define that for me. Oh, you have heartburn? Covered. You have mental health issues? Well, you and 99% of people in Manhattan have mental health issues. You have a panic disorder? So does everyone in America at some point or another. Covered. Oh, let's see. Seasonal affective disorder is now a disease, according to the Democrats? What is that? There's not enough sunlight? Covered. You have a sleep disorder? Baby can't sleep at night? You can't sleep at night? That's my problem? All covered. So do you think the Republicans eliminated these? No, they added $8 billion for the pre-existing conditions for fear that the Komodo dragons in the Democrat Party would call them mean-spirited. So I ask you, should all pre-existing conditions continue to be covered for under the Trump care? Should the GOP pass this bill without revealing the costs or other details? Do you still want Obamacare repealed, or do you want it just fixed? Do you think the GOP deserves credit for doing anything? Do you think this bill will make insurance affordable and get runaway rates under control? How long should adult children be covered under their parents' plan? How is this going to get prescription prices under control? How will Trump care lift the burden off of the middle class to keep it running? Is this a system that could actually work? No. It's a redistribution of wealth, pushing us further and further along to Venezuela. So I'm asking you, why shouldn't we have demanded high-risk insurance pools, which was an idea I came up with about 6 weeks ago on this show? Now, what do I mean by high-risk insurance pools? I'm going to tell you exactly what I mean by those. That means that someone who engages in a risky lifestyle regularly should not pay the same rate as a senior citizen who leads a very quiet life. What's wrong with that? I told you why I thought of it, because when I was 18 years old, got my first car insurance, I think it was 17, I don't remember. The insurance rate was four times higher than that of my father. And I said, Dad, this isn't fair. I don't have any money. I'm working after school. How can I afford it? He said, because the actuaries who do the data show that 18-year-old boys get into more accidents than do middle-aged people, so you have to pay more until you prove you're a safe driver. It runs for about 3 or 4 years. I said, that's not fair. He said, that's the way it is. So I paid a higher rate because I wanted to drive. I didn't have extra money. And I believe the same should apply to health care insurance. If you lead a risky lifestyle, you should be put into a high-risk pool. Now, what do I mean by risky lifestyle? Well, there are a number of things. You're a race car driver. You're a mountain climber. That's a high-risk pool. Do you have multiple sex partners on a regular basis? High-risk pool. How often do you have multiple sex partners? High-risk pool. Do you use condoms when you have sex with strangers? If you don't, high-risk pool. Tell me what's wrong with this thought of mine. Is that somehow homophobic or racist to raise commonsensical issues? Savage.